At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
It is time for the spillover. No ref, no AD, no sip, no bill. It is Big Swim, a.k.a. Nick Sainert, in with us today. Swim?
Fifth in line. And here we are.
You're in line, though.
I am in line.
You're in line. Thanks.
Fifth in line.
Listen, Swim, I called myself out this morning during Aging Gracefully. I said, listen, I am failing at aging here. I'm getting too old. I said you were one of three people that called me to offer me free tickets, not cheap tickets, but free tickets to Nebraska basketball, which I turned down and watched the game on TV. But
probably for the best.
Nebraska loses to Rutgers 85-82. I chose to not be there, which again, it kind of pains me. I like to have fun. Especially I'm choosing not to have fun right now.
You're a pretty big Nebraska ball fan, too.
I am that. That's why it was painful to watch that game. Nebraska has a 5-point lead. 6 minutes to go, they just kind of stopped playing basketball. Defense falls apart. Offense falls apart. Huskers lose 85-82. And now you're in here we go mode. Whereas we talked about when Nebraska beat UCLA 12-2, you're up by 15 against Iowa. That loss happens. That stinks. Purdue, rough one. Let's get back on track at home against Rutgers. And he didn't. Jalen Harper and Ace Bailey were as good as advertised, and they were a two-man wrecking crew, and Nebraska could not beat them. And now you're in big trouble. Big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was – Nebraska's allowed their opponents the last three games to shoot over 40% from the three-point line.
And Rutgers is not a good three-point shooting team.
No, the three-point shooting – defense has been atrocious these last couple of games. The free throw shooting hasn't been great. You were 10 of 11 at Purdue, but that one was so out of hand
that
it doesn't even matter.
Right.
In the two games against Iowa and Rutgers, you missed 10 or more free throws, and the margins that those were decided by were 10 points against Iowa in overtime, which it could not have even gone to overtime if you hit your free throws.
Correct.
And then last night, it was 3 points. So you're talking about the things that we mentioned at the early parts of the year that Nebraska was doing well. They've just completely collapsed on defense. Completely collapsed. They haven't finished. They didn't finish out halves well yesterday. They've ended the first half on 1 of 8 from the field, and then they allow 4 for 10 from on layups in the first half yesterday, and then they ended up they allowed a 9-0 run in the final 3 minutes of game time
at home, and a place you'd won 20 straight games now. The last three games, like you said, Nick, I mean, again, UCLA held them to 50-some points. Then it's 97 in overtime against Iowa, 104 at Purdue when they took their starters out with 5 minutes to go, by the way. And 85 to a team last night that doesn't score a lot of points. I mean, Rutgers has scored more now with Bailey and Harper than they have in the past, but still, they're not putting up 90-plus points or 80 points very often.
And that was the scouting report going into it. Ace Bailey and Harper, they shoot over 40% of Rutgers' shots for their team. You knew that those two guys, you just need to stop or at least hold one of them in check, and Nebraska wasn't able to do it. I walked away from PBA last night going, that is why you have a veteran team. So things like last night or things like Iowa or even instances like Purdue, not saying you don't lose a game to Purdue, but in the fashion that you did, that's why one of the benefits of having a veteran team is so these things don't happen. But yet, they look so inexperienced and just have no chemistry right now. It looks like they are so far from what we saw against UCLA.
Well, I'm not surprised, again, that the streak of home wins was snapped. I think that was bound to happen at some point. But I am surprised it happened against Rutgers. Now, you have Illinois coming to town. That might be the game you lost it, or another team coming in eventually. But I didn't think – again, I respected Rutgers. I know that the record is not impressive. They're now 10-8. They're 3-4 in conference play. They've had some really close losses to some decent teams, some bad teams early on. But they're talented. I mean, Steve Peichel is obviously a really, really good basketball coach. We've known that for several years now at Rutgers, but that's still a game you can't lose. You cannot lose that game at home at all.
And I think it tells you where the expectations are for Nebraska basketball, because this is a team that was lower than 90 in the net when we get so infatuated with the net rankings and stuff. But this was a team that was in Rutgers that was lower than 90 in the net, higher than 90 in the net. And through it, we expected Nebraska to win a game like last night. We expected them to. So maybe that tells you the expectation on Nebraska basketball. I think, though, there's got to be, we say it after every single loss, there's got to be a quick turnaround, because guess what? Now you travel to College Park on Sunday, and you play a Maryland team that just lost on the road to Northwestern.
Yep.
And by the way, doesn't always set
11 a.m.,
well.
Which has not been good for Nebraska.
You're
right. Two losses. They've not just been lost. They've been blown out by...
Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Michigan State at Purdue at 11 a.m., so something's got to change there. But Maryland, again, not a great team, but a very good team. They should be a tournament team, or at least a fringe team. Nebraska, so much, the narrative has changed so much the last week and a half about this was a, you know, maybe an 8 or 9 seed in the dance. Now, right now, they're a fringe team, and they're not going the right direction.
And I think what makes it so frustrating is it feels like these were all avoidable or controllables. Like, what I mean by that is you didn't run into a buzzsaw. You didn't have to play 3 consecutive top 10 teams that just had NBA dudes all over the floor. Last night, yeah, sure. Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper are going to be NBA guys. We saw
lottery
that.
Picks.
Right? And they're probably going to be top 5 or top 10 picks at worst. And so... That doesn't make an excuse, though, for the what Fred Hoiberg called it, the toughness piece of it. That doesn't make an excuse for allowing a 15-point lead to dwindle when you were up by 15 with 14 minutes left in the ballgame.
Yep.
Doesn't excuse you to lose and give up 100 points on the road at Mackey Arena. Like, that is what I keep going back to. This is where, like, guys like Bryce and guys like Juwan and even Raleigh Wooster, who Raleigh last night had a nice looking stat line.
Yeah.
He had a nice looking stat line.
He made his free throws.
Yeah, he was 8 of 12 from the free throw line. But there was, and this is where I wonder what Nebraska will do going forward. They got to find more creative ways to get Bryce Williams better shots. His mid-range game is as good is in the Big Ten Conference from the mid-range. But with 3:05 left or 3:10 left in the ball game, Nebraska was up by, I think, 3 points at this time. It was a big opportunity for Nebraska to kind of put the foot on the throat and basically win that one. They come out of a timeout, and Raleigh Wooster goes isolation and shoots a contested floater. Number one, if that's what you draw up out of the timeout, we got bigger issues. Number two, that is not why you brought in Raleigh Wooster. I get that good Big Ten teams are probably going to take Bryce Williams out of the play 99% of the time, or at least try to. But then somebody else has to step up, whether that's Juwan Gary, whether that is Raleigh. And step up means facilitate a play, call something, be like, do what suits you best. And shooting a contested floater in crunch time is not why you brought in Raleigh Wooster.
Well, I mean, you've got disappointment from you know, Gavin Griffiths has not been what you thought he'd be coming
absolutely.
In. Hasn't played much. By the way, I thought he might play against Rutgers, his former team, but didn't happen. And you've had, let's just call it, it's kind of been a fall from Bearcat Buchtin's show. He has not been visible. He played 21 minutes last night, 0-4, didn't score, had a really dumb play trying to save a ball below the hoop that went back to Rutgers. Mm-hmm. Just foolish, really. Three rebounds and no points in 21 minutes. Just a ghost out there. And, you know, Braxton Mia actually had a good game by his standards, but still 6 points, six boards. It's not a lot for a starting player. Mm-hmm. You're right. They you know, Connor Asisian can be hot, and he had four threes, which were great. 4-7, that's great. Andrew Morgan, he had 11 points. But you're starting to see, like you said, some cracks here about, hey, this was a great start. They maybe were overachieving. They probably, at best, are a fringe tournament team. They're not, by no means are they a definitive tournament team by when we get to March, but they're fringe, and they might be falling out of even that category. But the season is not over. It just right now is hitting a very difficult spot. Like, as you mentioned, Maryland on the road next, and then, you know, you still have Wisconsin coming up on the road. You've got Illinois coming to Lincoln. You got a trip to USC.
You have to go to 13th ranked
USC
Oregon.
And Lincoln.
USC's in
Lincoln. Yeah, USC. But they're playing good ball
Lincoln
right now,
next
too.
Next week, I believe, that you have to go to Oregon down the road. I don't know, Jake. What was most alarming to me was the lack of adjustment defensively. Rutgers going into it has one of the worst post offenses in the country. They don't shoot from the post. They don't shoot down low. They just don't. And Nebraska does what they do against a lot of the Big Ten teams. They doubled the post. But we saw time and time again over the course of last night's game that allowed, whether it was Martini, whether it was Ace Bailey, wide open from the perimeter. Wide open.
And they made them.
So give credit to Rutgers.
Which could have been the plan, because they don't shoot the three ball that well.
And that's right. Like, give credit to Rutgers, because they came into a place and they never allowed PBA to get really loud.
No, they did.
Every single time fans stood up, they were able to hit a big shot. I just was worried about the – I was concerned by and alarmed by the lack of defensive adjustment, because they continue to do the same thing over and over and expected a different result. And then they just didn't hit enough shots down on the other end. And you know, they missed 10 free throws on the day as well.
Huskers fall 85-82. Three straight losses now. 2-4 in conference play. 12-5 overall. You have more thoughts on that with the drive next.
Can I ask you one question?
Quickly, yes.
Who's been the most consistent player for Nebraska basketball the last four games?
The last four games?
The last four games through all of this. Because we saw a change in the substitution method for Fred Hoiberg last night, too. Connor Asisian wasn't the first one off the bench.
Is it Andrew Morgan?
Sam Hoiberg was.
And he didn't have a great stat line.
He didn't have a great stat line last night.
No
but
points,
you could you could say that before last night, it was Sam Hoiberg.
Well, they also were minus 14 with him on the floor.
100%.
Which is, you know, interesting. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, AG, and Nick is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you on Monday.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.